Hey TBN UK, my name is Folabi Newell and here is my music story. So my music story is such an interesting one because it's how I got saved. So I grew up in a Christian home and my mom would always force us to go to church with her every Sunday and on some other days. But while, you know, being a young person in church, we were always encouraged to learn an instrument and so we can also serve the church in the process. And but I had no idea that that was how God was gonna eventually save me and I'll get to build my relationship with him through that. So fast forward to being in secondary school, high school, I went to a boarding school. And so at some point we got a new keyboard, you know, the fellowship got a new keyboard and there was nobody to play that keyboard. At that point, my faith, my relationship with God was still very shaky, but I knew that I could play the keyboard. And so I volunteered to play the keyboard and serve with the fellowship every Sunday. But I wasn't really interested in everything else that was happening, just the music. But that was God's way of reintroducing himself to me. And so I would go on Sundays and just play and then leave afterwards. And with time, I started to attend rehearsals because I was forced to. And then with time, I started to actually now serve with all of my heart. I met new friends in the process. And my relationship with God kind of took off at that point. You know, it's a different thing when you go to church because you're forced to. And then when you finally get that personal one-on-one relationship with God, it makes it sweeter, it's genuine, it's from your heart. And so that's how I got saved. So my music story is a story of salvation.
Yeah. Open up your mouth and give him the fruit of your lips. Open up your mouth and give him thanks tonight. We lift it up. Hey, we lift it up, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy, Lord. You're deserving of our worship.
There are three anchors that I kind of, or three aspects that I kind of hold on to in terms of my music, and it's actually the gospel, faith, hope, and love, and that is actually what Jesus is all about. So in my music, there's that expression of faith, my belief, knowing that Jesus came, died for me, and rose again on the third day, knowing that I am so precious to God that I sent His only begotten Son to die for me and to save my soul. And then there's that aspect of hope, because I know that when we leave this world, there's something greater. There's glory on the other side of this, and that keeps me going. And then just knowing that he loves me so much. So faith, hope, and love. And I try to express that in my music as well, so people get to understand the hope that's in Jesus, that he loves us in such a unique way, and they can hold on to that and build faith in that. So I believe those three things are kind of like my anchor in terms of how I express my music. One other song that I'll be doing tonight is called Mowa Dupe. Mowa Dupe is give thanks. I've come to give thanks in Yoruba. Yoruba is a language from Nigeria. I am Nigerian. I am Yoruba. And so Mowa Dupe means I've come to give thanks. And that's my life testimony, because just looking back on how God has kept me, my journey so far, I know that it's definitely by God's grace. And I wrote this song when my parents flew into the UK for the very first time. I had the opportunity to host my parents and to host my very first concert in the UK. And just reflecting on all of that, my parents had never been to the UK before. They always wanted me to be an engineer. So I think most African parents have a list. You're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're an engineer. Anything else is cutting it close. And so I remember when I told my parents that I was going to do ministry full time, music ministry full time. My parents weren't sure, because you've got a degree, you've got a master's, why not just work in some corporate organization and earn a lot of money from that and be comfortable? But I had to share my vision and to tell them this is what God has called me to do. And to be able to fly my parents in and to show them that it pays to serve God, just birthed that song, which is I Give Thanks. And I even infused a popular Yoruba song that my mom would love to sing at morning devotions back in the day. And so it's very, very special to me. I wrote the song when they were with me at home, and even got some tips about what the Yoruba words mean from my mom. So that's such it's a personal song to me, and I hope you enjoy it as well.
So I added this. Oh, me looking. If you don't understand what we're singing, can I teach you? Can I teach you guys? So it says, I've come to give you thanks for the things you've done in the past. I've come to give you thanks for the things you're doing right now. I've come to give you thanks for the things you do in the future. With my hands lifted high, I've come to thank you. So it's okay if you don't know the words, but just groove. We groove in Nigeria. We groove. We groove. Are you ready? Dami just gave us an idea. I said you should try the two-step. Yeah, it's the easiest thing. Thank you so much. Yes. So just, can I bring you on stage? Yeah. Can we celebrate? Yeah. Come on stage. Come on stage. She's, come on, come on, come on. What's your name, ma'am?
Maiwa.
So Maiwa is going to teach us the two-step. Are you ready? Can we get the groove? One, two, three, let's go. Yeah, so you have to show what God has done. Come on. Yeah? Hey. Yeah, that's it. For if you want, yes, well. Can we give it up for Maiwa? So you have no excuse now. Are you ready? Let's do it. Everybody, like. Testimony of your goodness.
I don't have a favorite worship song, but my top five songs will be Oceans, So Will I, 10,000 Reasons, Yeshua by Fulani Newell. You always need to add yours there. And then this hymn, Praise God from whom all blessings flow, praise Him all creatures here below. That's a beautiful, beautiful one for me. The way I write songs is very interesting. Most of the songs that I've written have come spontaneously on stage. I'm trusting that we'll write some songs spontaneously tonight. Sometimes I sit down to write songs. Other times I'm praying and then God gives me a song. Some of my most streamed songs came from rehearsals. Just freestyling or just spontaneously singing. Some songs I've co-written with other amazing songwriters. So in terms of like a method to how I write, I think it's based on how I feel, based on what God is saying to me at a particular time. And then I can spontaneously express that or sit down and write it out.
His name is all that matters tonight. His name is all that matters tonight. We call you Yeshua. Yeshua. Thank you.
What is the greatest lesson you've learned in life?
That's such a deep question. I'm still very young. I've got a long journey ahead of me. I'm still young, but I've learned, you know, many lessons in my short life. But one lesson I feel would be significant, maybe not the greatest lesson I've learned, but a significant lesson is to trust God. As a creative, as a young person, somewhere in between Gen Z and millennial, we're always in a hurry. We want to get things done quickly. We want to, social media, you know, you're affected by the likes, the engagement. But I'm learning in this season to just be patient and to trust God. He sees things that we have no clue about. You know, his ways are different from our ways. So I'm learning to be patient and to listen to him more, rather than doing all the talking, rather than doing all the complaining, but just listen. I'll give you one example. As a recording artist, when you write songs and you put them out, you expect, you know, a certain engagement. You have expectations. I can say honestly that my expectations have not been met from my own point of view. But when you look down the line, maybe 2 years later, then you see what God is actually doing. And then you're like, oh, I shouldn't have been worried that time. I should have just trusted God in the process. And a lot of the times it doesn't end up being the way I'm expecting it to be. I don't get the results that I expect, but I see God in the results that I experience. One of the most exciting songs that I've written recently is called Glory on the Other Side. And it's interesting in so many ways because, one, the song itself just speaks about faith in God and even how God kind of orchestrated the writing of the song and who I wrote the song with and who I sang or performed the song with is a testament that God is faithful and there is glory on the other side. And I'll give you a backstory. So about a year or two ago, I told God, I want to write a song with Matt Redman. But I wasn't quite sure if that was going to happen. So I said, even if I don't write a song with Matt Redman, let me do a remix of a song with Matt Redman. And so I reached out to him and sent him the song. And I didn't hear back for a while. And then I think I had a layover somewhere. And then I got an email from Matt Redman saying, hey, I love your sound. Let's write a song together. And that's like a dream come true. And so Glory on the Other Side is actually, it feels more relatable because I wasn't quite sure that was going to happen. I was in that season of silence, you know, for lack of a better word, not knowing if I'll get a response, not even knowing if it was going to be possible. And so we exchanged emails, voice notes, back and forth. And I think we wrote one of the most beautiful songs that I've written in my entire life, or I've heard in my entire life. And when you listen to the words, you'd understand what I mean. So we're going to be singing Glory on the Other Side, written by myself and the amazing Matt Redman.
Here we go. And though I walk through the valley of shadows, I will fear no evil. When I don't know your purpose, I can still know your presence. And your heart is your part. And nothing is wasted in your hands. Oh God, you've always got. Here we go, sing it out. Let's go beyond the other side. testimony tonight. Sing it out.
There's glory on the other side of this.
And if I go
through the shadows, I'll be seen, for I know. There's glory on the other side of this.
Or when I'm about to perform. Now it's a bit difficult because I'm married, but when I was not married, I would just shut out for like the entire day and probably listen to worship music or pray just to get in the right frame of mind. But now it's proving more difficult because, yeah, my wife will probably have questions. Have you had breakfast? Why are you fasting for this long? You know, just showing concern, showing love. But I try as much as possible to take out time to just meditate and figure out what God is saying in that season and what God will love me to say to the people. Another thing that I'm learning to do is when I'm leading worship in church or at an event, I try to meet the people I've been called to lead in worship. It's interesting when you approach people, say hello to people, welcome them. They're more receptive to you. They know you to a certain degree, and so they're ready to receive in that moment. So that's something that I do as well.
'Cause you have no right. You have no need. Now and forever. yours is the key. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name. You have no rival. You have no rival. You have no king. Now and forever, oh God, you reign. And yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name, the name of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful name it is. I don't know why you came tonight, but Jesus is in the room. Jesus is in the room. Can we raise it? Raise it tonight. Raise it tonight. Can we raise it tonight? I am a lad of a kinidinidinosa, paladinidinidinosa. Kinidinidinidinidinidinidinosa. Come on, raise your sound, raise your sound, raise your sound. Raise it, raise it, raise it. Jesus is in the room.
the most beautiful name, Jesus.
Music is very important to me. That's how I got saved. So my hope is that people get saved or build their relationship with God in the process. That's very dear to my heart, which is to make Jesus famous, to bring people into a consciousness of who God is. So my songs, the songs I write, primarily I write for me or based on my experience, knowing God is good. So when I write that God is good, it's because I know that God is good. And I want people to also know the same thing. When I write about faith, when I write about love, it's from a place of experience, genuine experience. So I want everyone else to experience that. So my desire is that people, whether they are playing the songs in their cars, whether they are watching it on TBN, or they stumble on it on some of the streaming apps, they encounter Jesus in the process. One of the joy of being able to do what we do is hearing the testimony from people. And in so many ways, you have no idea how much of an impact your songs have in the lives of people. And one particular story that moved me to tears is getting a Facebook message from someone who used to be in the same school with me, saying, I listened to your song Satisfied, and I was addicted to drugs. I smoked a lot, partied a lot, and then I stumbled on your Facebook post releasing Satisfied, and I went to listen. And I've been sober for seven months. I pray and I hope that, you know, it's been sober ever since and it's growing in the Lord and all. But that was a very moving story because, interestingly, that person knew who I was before giving my life to Jesus. And knowing that and knowing who I've become and being impacted by my ministry and the songs that I've written, is such an impact in my life.
You're my reward, and you are the one my soul cries out to. You're my reward, and you make my dreams complete in your hand. Your love pulls me closer and closer. You are my reward.
Hey, thanks for watching My Music Story. Like, share, subscribe to TBN UK for more.